Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, it's always exciting when a new emoji comes out. Sadly, this one we're very excited about is only available in Iran. It doesn't communicate laughing or crying or shrugging. It communicates what sentiment? Iran is a clue.
Yeah, I was sent my first broccoli emoji by a friend this week.
Wait a minute. I know what eggplant means. I know what peach means. What does broccoli mean?
I don't know, and he won't say what he meant. What he meant by it. It's a very mystery. It's coming between our friendship a little bit at the moment. But anyway, I digress. Iran emoji. So I'm gonna, you know, falafel is really racist. So I'm not gonna say that. It's gotta be.
It is something they like to say in Iran. They said it a lot back in 1979.
Oh, death to America.
That's exactly right. It's a death to America emoji. Iran, where the eggplant emoji means eggplant and nothing else, has this new emoji, death to America. It has a little cartoon woman holding up a sign that says death to America in Arabic. That'll really stick it to us Americans who can definitely read Arabic. But honestly, wouldn't you use this emoji all the time if we had it here? Starbucks screwed up my order again. Death to America. This week's SNL was lame. Death to America.
Really, I want that on my phone.
I really do. Yeah. And she's really cute. She's like a little female jihadi, and she seems adorable because she's an emoji. Of course she is. She's great.
But what does broccoli mean?
Tom, the biggest problem facing American restaurant goers isn't E. coli-infested lettuce. No, no, no. According to the Wall Street Journal, the daily diary of white people's problems. The problem with going out to eat is what?
So is it health-related? Is it Ebola?
It's just, no, it's a problem with going out to... Apparently, a lot of people are having a lot of difficulty with this at a lot of the popular restaurants of the day, especially the chains.
The size of the meals is...
Not the size of the meals, but the size of something that you have to deal with before you order your meal.
Size of the menus.
Exactly. The menus are too complicated.
That is so true.
Customers are dealing, according to the Wall Street Journal, with decision paralysis, so some avoid eating out because they don't want to answer so many questions. White or wheat, ham or turkey, Laurel or Yanny. Yeah. One California-based salad chain has no less than 55 options. It's hard to imagine that many salad options unless you're picking which pieces of lettuce to put in your salad, individual pieces of lettuce. No, 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 that one, the really green one. Just
that's why Five Guys is killing it. They got like five things on the menu. Like the choice is cheese, no cheese, one patty, two patties.
Right.
That's it.
1 pound of grease or 2 pounds of grease.
Pretty much, right. Yeah.
And there's one more item on the menu at Burger King. Did you hear this one?
No, about what's
with
this?
With the Prince Harry and wedding. This is their homage. They've made a chicken sandwich with two onion rings, you know, linked like for holy matrimony.
Like really? Wedding? That's
like
their tribute to the royal wedding?
To the royal wedding, Burger King, chicken sandwich.
But that's a lie because they've been putting onion rings on that for a long time. You know, they're just calling them like wedding
Well,
rings.
They're getting them to stick together,
The lie
together,
is that it's
though,
not right? an honor to have a chicken sandwich from Burger King.
I wonder when they told Prince Charles about it, he was like, can I be that king? They gave him one of those Burger King paper crowns and a tear came to his eye. Roxanne, Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama is a proud member of the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee. This week he argued that instead of global warming, sea levels might be rising because of what?
All those icebergs falling into the water making it
You're
rise.
You're actually close, not icebergs.
Rocks.
Just rocks. Rocks falling into the ocean.
He's on the committee for science?
He's on the committee for science.
Okay, all right.
The Republican congressman pointed out, when you put stuff in containers of water, the water level goes up. If it's true in his bathtub, why wouldn't it be true in the ocean? Tell me that, Mr. Smart Guy.
Well, technically, he's right.
Yeah.
But it
makes sense. Like, how the volcanic eruptions in Hawaii right now could have been caused because the Earth ate some bad chili, you know. The climate scientist who was testifying at that moment was not persuaded by the congressman's argument, saying, quote, I'm pretty sure that on human timescales, those are minuscule effects, while thinking, quote, what a moron.
How high is the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only